Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome to Spark London.
We tell true stories, we tell them live,
and we tell them all across London.
This story was told by Sarhand Saheb Devani
in January 2013,
when the theme was open heart.
Okay, 7 years ago, I was huge in Amsterdam in the squatting scene with my Balkan gypsy band. Then we bought a van and we traveled to Eastern Europe and we're playing in different cities in Hungary, in Romania, in Croatia. We go to the north of Hungary, to Transylvania, and we have this, excuse my French, piece of shit, crappy van that breaks down every 500 kilometers. But our bass player, he's an engineer, he can fix everything. And we play and we drink, but our violinist is also a general practitioner, so she can fix all of us. And things are going swell. I'm always the very first person to wake up because I'm the only one in the band who doesn't have a driver's license. So whenever people are driving, I can sleep and then we basically drive until it's too dark and people are too exhausted. We build up our tents and then I wake up usually to an amazing landscape. Now, we went to a place called Brižlop, which supposedly had this amazing folk music festival, and we thought if we're there, we're going to have a great time. And I'm the first one who's awake. I walk into the village, and what I see is basically this medieval village, and there is no musicians. There is no dancers. There is no nothing. There is a guy and a cow and another guy walking along with a cart, and I'm this sort of like scruffy-looking Middle Easterner. They have no idea. They're looking at me, huh? And I don't give up. I walk in the village, and at some point, I meet a guy standing in his doorway, and he's got a big red nose, and he says, hmm. And so we've been traveling in Eastern Europe long enough to realize that that is international for come on in, have a drink. It's 8 in the morning, but, you know, he was being very friendly. So in some kind of international language, I try to explain to him, we're looking for a music festival, and he basically points with his hands, look, it's a village. 150 people live here, there is no festival. So I go back to the band, and by this time these guys are waking up, and I say to them, there is nothing happening in this village. And they say, okay, well, let's grab our instruments, let's go into the village, let's play a few songs for the locals, and then we'll just drive on. Now, before, people were surprised at one scruffy guy walking in their village. This is a village where nothing happens. Now there are 7 of us. You know, some people with dreadlocks, with strange instruments. And one guy, he's 18 years old, he panics. He looks at us and he says, don't move, don't move. And he runs off and we don't know what to do. Sure enough, he comes back in 10 minutes and he's got the village priest. And the village priest, now he's a guy, he's about 1.90 meters. He's all dressed in black and he's got a big red beard. His name is Father Irenaeus. And Father Irenaeus of this medieval village, he says, what are you guys doing here? We say, we're a band. We're quite popular in the squatting scene in Amsterdam. We want to play some music for you. And he says, well, let me first show you our church. Now, they've got a tiny church. It's a beautiful church. And we go in, and suddenly this medieval priest, he takes out a laser pointer and starts to point out various icons on the walls. And it's all kind of cool, but he says some weird things like, you know, you see these images, they're kind of similar to Buddhism symbolism. You know, here you've got something that sort of reflects Sufi mythology. And okay, I don't expect to hear that in a medieval village in northern Romania. But fair enough, we explain our predicament and he says, okay, after Mass today, why don't you come to the big barn? It's owned by my parents, and then you guys can give a concert there. I'll invite the rest of the village. And that's what we do. We kind of hang around. There is not much to do. We wait. The whole village, all 150, go into the church. And when the church service is over, you see all of them sort of file out. You know, there's the wee little ones. There is the grandparents and grandmothers. There's the strong farmers. And they all kind of go to the big barn of the village, the barn that's owned by the parents of the priest. And that's where we set up and we start to play. And no one's dancing. And everyone's staring. Now, we play Eastern European music. We play their music for them. And they're kind of looking at us like we're freaks. In the second song, the old lady, the mother of the priest, she gets up. She gets off her headscarf and starts to dance. Not long after that, people are kind of looking at the priest, and the priest says, oh, go on. And then they start to dance. And it doesn't take long, and it's a great party, and we're having a great time. We play for half an hour, for an hour and a half. Finally, you know, the priest said, you must be tired. Now it's our turn. And he sort of snaps his fingers. Some little boys walk in with a laptop. They hook it up to some cables. There is all these boxes in the barn. Music comes out. It turns into a disco. It's amazing. It's a folk music disco. But we want to know, what's going on here? What's happening? Why were they so hesitant when we came to play for them? Even in a previous village, something similar had happened. There was a wedding. There was no band. We said, we'll play for you for free. They looked at us. They said, we're good Christians. We don't want music. This is weird. I come from a Muslim country. There I can understand. But here, you know, Eastern Europe, they love music. So the priest says, well, you know, you come at an odd time. We've got certain days and weeks in the year where we're not allowed to listen to music. It's our fasting period. So then I said, hold on, Mr. Priest. You mean to say that during the fasting period, you, the priest of the town, invited a heathen band from Amsterdam to play in your village? And you let people dance? And the priest said, yeah, that's what the other people told me as well. But then I said to them, if God decided to send us a band in this period, who are we to say no? We had an amazing time with Father Irene, and even better than the adventure we had the night before was the breakfast we had in the morning and the story that he told us of how he, the son of a miller, became a priest. He wasn't even supposed to be a priest, but since this is only the 5-minute storytelling night, that's a story I'll tell you guys next time if you invite me. Thank you.
Spark London now has 3 monthly nights.
The first Monday is at the Canal Cafe Theatre in Little Venice.
The second Monday is at the Hackney Picture House.
And the third is at the Ritzy Cinema in Brixton.
For more details, head to sparklondon.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.